I have an email that constantly comes to me, Ion. It's addressed to you. It says, Dear Ion, you were recently chosen as a potential candidate to represent your professional community in the 2050 edition of Who's Who, the premier networking organization for distinguished professionals. Once finalized, your listing will share registry space with tens of thousands of fellow accomplished individuals across the globe, each representing accomplishment within their own geographical area. To verify your profile and accept the candidacy, please click here. On behalf of our committee, I salute your achievement and welcome you to our organization. Warm regards, Membership Division, Who's Who Among Executives and Professionals. Ian, would you like to engage these people?
Gone like a dollar spent on a drink. Head hanging over the kitchen sink. Gone like a dream in a puff of smoke. She ain't coming back, and it ain't no joke. She's gone. Your baby's gone.
There you go.
She,
hey,
she doesn't
good.
Want a man who hangs around the house, who doesn't say a word unless he's shooting off his mouth. There's got to be a better way to be a loving wife. If she stays here, she'll end up his waitress for life.
And which Shakespeare play is that from?
Down came a black
bird. I'm glad you brought that up, Brian, because the lyrics in that song are kind of like a modern version of what Ion's interpretation of the Sixpence song is.
Yeah.
And well, time he goes to sleep.
Yeah, I like the way you stayed with it, though, Chad. You wouldn't let Ion stray. He's so good at it. He's such a master at
yeah, master distractor. Yeah.
That's right. Exactly.
Yummy, yummy. Yummy, yummy. Or just a little bit of protein trying to get down your throat hole.
Hey, Brian, you
as it were.
You're complimenting Chad for sticking with the distractions of Ion.
Yeah, letting Ion do his thing, but he keeps bringing him back till he gets what he wants out of it.
I learned from Bob. What can I say?
It begins and ends with me, Brian. Even your life, Brian.
So what's next? What's next?
What did you say about my life, Bob?
It begins and ends with me.
He said it. You were like cowboy foreplay, Brian, getting a truck.
Well, that's kind of limiting, isn't it, Bob? Having a beginning and an ending. I thought you were eternal. That
Damn.
Which has
he's,
no beginning and has no end.
He's on the backside of the downhill spiral, Brian. He'll be back.
Okay.
Okay, so we got that all fixed up. And so now you're going to sit with everybody on the planet to decide who you want to do.
Let's see
better,
if Lynn Foch is still here.
Yeah,
Lynn Foch had questions.
Here. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes.
Yes.
Go ahead, Lynn.
Of course. We can even feel you. It's wonderful.
What does it feel like?
We can't say.
I've been listening to Stone Cold Dead. I've heard, I don't know.
Yes.
Times. It's an awesome recording. And
yes.
Yes. And it's amazing because I ended up clicking on my computer and I typed this out a couple years back, a lot of the recording from word to word with Carolyn, Bob, and you. So I got to this one section and I heard it again when I was listening to Bob, and then I found this typed out recording, so I pulled it up and I made a copy of it. And I don't want to read the whole thing, but you know how you talk about people having Cialis and you realize, oh, well, you've never had intercourse seven times a day, so why would I even think about that I had a dysfunction? So then Bob starts to talk, and he says, so, Bob, you are explaining what I mentioned as a paradox of the non-physical bonding with the physical, and the non-physical doesn't create and the physical does. Then what happens when you bond the non-physical, you're sort of explaining what happens. And then you say, the inference of implemented, Carolyn just hates when we do this, dot, dot, dot. Let's see if we can clean this up. Once a seamless connection is achieved between the Trinity, is the Trinity the inner, outer, and the middle kingdom?
No, it's Tadadafil. Tadadafil.
Isn't it in some TV show, Ion?
No, it's what Cialis is.
It treats erectile dysfunction.
Okay,
better than
okay.
Cialis. Yeah.
We're getting back to going or becoming, you know, the powerful creator that you are. So you say that once a seamless connection is achieved between the Trinity, and then you said that word, then and only then a consistent level or degree of, quote, end quote, supernatural manifestable power is activated. And then Bob says,
right.
And yes, and then you talk about the non-physical doesn't create, physical creates, and the actual power of the non-creating non-physical is greater than the power of the physical creating. And then you say no,
yes.
But it supercharges the creator.
That's right. It separates you, Steph. You don't want a man if you have one. When you separate from it, it makes the desire more great. Now, you don't want a man that needs a lot of Cialis or Tadalafil or with a bad erectile dysfunction. Well, I mean, if whatever you use to make it work, it works. But, you know, it's not a problem. But that's not the conversation. The conversation then becomes is finding someone that works for you, that's pleasurable, that you enjoy having pleasure with.
Well, that's interesting because on Wednesday I clicked on Ian and Bob Blogspot, and Ed Long had put on this. There are four videos on OM. Have you heard of this orgasmic meditation?
Mm-hmm.
From this woman
called.
Yeah,
yeah. It's when you mediate yourself until you get your own rocks off. Sounds amazingly trite, doesn't it?
Well. Oh, God. It's actually, have
yeah.
you seen this?
It'll blow your mind. It'll blow your mind when you bust a nut.
Well, no, I'm watching some of this stuff, and I'm going, huh? What the fuck? I mean, it's the the woman is the only one that experiences the orgasm. The man keeps his clothes on.
Yeah. Wow.
And then, I guess it's a pretty incredible, it's growing all over the world, this OM.
Huh.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she talks about, and she's with this physician on HuffPost Live or whatever, and they've got this orgasm lab at Rutgers. And they're
mm-hmm.
seeing that oxytocin is heavily released two times in the woman, during orgasm and childbirth. And that this is a huge incredible response for the body. And then I'm kind of intuiting if we would all experience this orgasm, like this, what they're talking about, I think a lot of the dis-ease in the body would be gone.
Well, it would, but you don't have to mediate it. Honey, just have some, engage in some real-life fun, not some pretend fun.
And so OM is pretend fun?
When it doesn't engage another human being from a pleasure giving, receiving response, you lose a lot in translation.
Could you explain your statement? You've made the statement that when you have coitus with another human being, it connects you to you.
It does.
Yeah.
It does, but explain that statement.
When you're doing it by yourself. On the other side, then, that's just cranial intercourse. It's mind-fucking.
Okay, but I'm specifically wanting to know about the connection of the you and you having coitus with another human being.
When you're engaging with another human being, what happens is you become the vestige of a mirror image of yourself. Basically, you're trying to release yourself to another human being, and the releasing of that ejaculate, that's the outcome of that orgasm, gizgasm, we call it lots of fun different things, that then pulls you into a mirrored capacity of yourself. Basically, you're coming to yourself. Then you came. See, when you come, when you're done, the past tense is came. The caming is how you connect to you. I would have come if I hadn't came.
Can anybody help me out with explaining that answer?
I don't know. It sounds pretty clear that the release part is what connects you to the other person, but the other person kind of represents you.
Okay, when you say the connection between you and you, now is this you and the other person, or is this the you and the you, right? Just the you and the you that you're trying to...
It's only you.
You got the meat sack you, right? And then there's the you that you're trying to connect to.
No. We're not talking about when Bob got the android meme pregnant. We're not talking about that. Fucking android memes doesn't count.
I'm not talking about the android meme. I'm talking about the you.
I know, but Bob will.
The connection between you and you, right? There's this you, the meat sack you, and then there's the you that's the creator of all things, right? All things.
But that's also the meat sack you. In orgasm, they all come as one. They all merge. That's the, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. And you're all there.
Okay, let me go at it this way. The other person you're having coitus with,
mm-hmm.
are they also the you? Are they one of the yous
no.
you're connecting to? They're not. But you're using them to connect yourself to yourself, right?
You're using that capacity. That's why they can come at the same time you do, but their coming is completely different than you.
Did you get that word, use? Like U-S-E could also be Y-O-U-S, like the use. You're using them to create use, feeling that there's two yous, so you can have, like, that instant me and me feeling.
Mm-hmm. And if it clicks and you have a pregnancy, there won't be any more of those soon, but if you had a pregnancy, then you get a replication of you from the example of you and you, the merging.
Is the new environment already here?
It was already here in 1922, sitting on the levee, waiting on the Robert E. Lee.
So, Ion, if I was having coitus with someone and I felt that me and me feeling, do they automatically feel me and, like, their me and me feeling, or can it be independent?
Oh, yeah. It would be independent, but it would absolutely be you. But you know how cool it is to sleep with you, for Pete's sake.
See,
there you go, number one.
That's right, Ion. Ion knows how many times I've fucked myself.
Yeah. That's right. It's good because, look how he doesn't want to talk about himself, but we ease right back into it. It'd be like Bob saying, I'm tired of talking about me. Let's talk about something interesting. I don't want to talk about me anymore. There you go.
No, it's because Brian was talking about you and you or me and me.
We know. We're just having great fun.
Okay. As long as you're having fun, then it's all good.
Yes, La Vitra. That'll do it.
I'm also listening to the dreaming recording over again, too. And there was a part that non-physical can leave the body, but the physical cannot. Example of this, in the dreaming state, is this the non-physical leaving the body and choosing to remember with the physical when one recalls the dream?
The soul helps you recount it. Because it's very few times you really got to be plugged in to remember your dream. But sometimes...
Yeah, I don't remember a lot of my dreams.
But when you go physically there, sometimes you can't. Dr. Dean had that one time, and she got to playing with us, and it kind of got fun until she brought back scars because she burnt her arm on a teapot down in Peru. It's the most hysterical thing. She remembered everything about it, but would not have it. So she looked down and saw the actual scar on her arm. It was pretty fun. She hushed after that. She just sips the tea now. We can do things, by the by.
You know how science says that we have to sleep to repair, cellular repair of our bodies? It isn't that at all, is it?
You sure do. When you fucked up and you're little, man, you got to repair them over and over and over and over and over. Matter of fact, you get so fucked up, you got to take damn BHP treatment pills just to get yourself up.
But if you're not a little man, you don't have a cellular.
You can tear it up all night long.
You don't need any sleep, do you?
Hell no, Bob hasn't slept for years. He just naps. He can't sleep because he has to wash his hands too often.
And then the Alchemy recording, thought is an unrealized creation, right?
Yeah. Stop. These recording things, you actually gave money for these things?
Yeah, and I'm going to buy some more.
Okay. Tell to an end that you use them. They're beneficial. Do you notice that they're beneficial to you?
Oh, I've been listening to them for the last 3 years, and every time I listen to them, I get something even greater.
Right. And you sort of want to apply them after a time. Because after a little while, you kind of go, you know, that Ion is a crazy motherfucker. Did y'all notice? Because these crazy words come along, and the next thing you know, it's on the front page of the USA Today. They're going, oh, my God. What? Huh? We've been waiting on this. That. Oh, my God. Look at the headlines. And that paper, and you can see exactly where you're coming from. It's very amazing.
Yeah, and I find the last week here in Boise, Idaho, I'm up on the Mesa hiking with my dog, and I'm actually running into these guys on their mountain bikes, and I'm literally stopping and having Ion chats with them, even about orgasm and everything.
It's great fun. It's great fun.
They're open to it. I find more and more people are really open.
Everybody likes fucking honey.
Yeah, I know, that's the truth. About 3 weeks ago, I woke up at 3 in the morning here in Boise, Idaho. I am actually moving back to the Willamette Valley, and Trina Travis is selling my house for me. She lives here. But I woke up at 3 in the morning, which I very rarely do, and I looked out these little windows in my bedroom, and there was this thing hovering over the mesa. It was zigzagging. And it really gave me an eerie feeling. Do you know anything about it?
Yes.
I think there's stuff going on here in Boise, Idaho, actually. I'm getting this real big feeling.
You're going to be much happier in the Willamette Valley.
Thank you very much. I know it. I'm looking at a hazelnut property, Ion.
Where the blueberries are the size of your thumbnail.
No kidding. They're huge. Because I was in the Willamette Valley for 7 years before I moved to Boise.
Hey, Lynn, come on. Find out what you saw.
I don't know what it was, but it certainly wasn't an aircraft.
Pickles, is that you?
Huh?
Yeah, that was Pickles.
And I think the object could see me looking at it.
But of course.
I felt that. At least, I mean, it was up on the mesa here is pretty incredible. It's overlooks the whole city of Boise.
How's that go, Lynn? That was you looking back to see.
That's one. That's
you
one
looking back at me.
It was just a commentator.
For what?
A commentator in Boise. You know they got commentators in Boise.
I love it. They like potatoes, right? Taters.
A commentator, yeah, not a fancy one.
Well, there's quite a bit more military action here the last couple weeks. You can see the airport, and I've been here, since June. There just is a lot of military stuff going on.
Yes.
And a lot more helicopters, so I just wondered if you knew of anything here. And, you know, Obama visited here in January.
Hey, Lynn, did we find out what the fucking commentator is?
No.
Well, stay on the topic. Let's find out what you saw.
Well, it is kind of all related. There's a lot of military stuff going on here.
No. You're speculating. You're not asking Ion. Ask Ion. And don't let him distract.
The event.
Hey, Ion, is it military?
The event.
The military?
No. The event.
The TV series. The event.
The event.
TV show called The Event 4 years ago.
Okay, I don't watch hardly any TV, so I don't know what that is. I'd rather listen to Ion stuff.
Bob will tell you if you ask him.
Is there something in that TV show that's the representative of this thing I saw?
Yes.
I don't know. Ask Ion. Go into it.
I did.
We said yes.
Is it a good thing for us?
The superfluous us, would that include little men as well?
No.
Then, it's wonderful for you.
And Trina, too, because Trina's here.
Okay. Trina can get it, too. It's good.
TV's got something to do with carbon Ask about carbon in that object.
Is there carbon in that object? Or how about argon?
Sure. That's not the point. There is carbon in it, but that's not what it's about.
What is it about?
The event.
Is the event here in Boise?
An aspect is.
An aspect is.
The event was
just
about
in Boise.
The event was about people from another planet coming to Earth.
It's bringing another world close by.
Close by where my home is?
Well, is your home this planet?
You know, I'm starting to really see that it's, I'm
right. Now,
I woke up this morning, I didn't know what day it was, and I've never had that happen.
It happened, that's right.
It was great. I mean, I see there's no such thing as time.
You live your life in such a way you don't care, and it's great, so good.
I know. Will I see something here before I exit this coming week?
Chances are. Johnny.
Maybe they'll beam me back to the Willamette Valley with carbon.
Johnny Mathis.
What about Johnny Mathis?
He sang that song, Chances Are.
Speaking of songs, I actually bought that Luckenbach, Texas song on iTunes after you said that recording. It brought back memories of my childhood because that's all my dad listened to.
Good.
Hey, come on, go back to the event. What's the event, Lynn? Ask about what it is.
Will this event happen before Friday?
No, it won't. Find out what Ion's saying. This object has to do with something called the event. There's about 10 questions you've got to ask.
I don't know what the event is.
You just start asking, making up shit about it.
Gene told you it's another planet. Ion said it's another world coming close by. It's all there.
Okay, so then it just came by and it left, right?
No, hasn't happened yet.
Huh?
Yeah, the UFO is part of the event. And the event hasn't happened yet. So what is this UFO?
Chances are, because I wear that silly grin the moment you came into view, chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine, chances are you think my heart's your valentine. In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me close, dear, chances are you believe the stars that fill the skies are in my eyes. Guess you'll feel you'll always be the one and only one for me. And if you think you could, well, chances are your chances are awfully good.
Was that from the song?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the lyric. So the chances are, if you've seen whatever you want to see, are good.
Very interesting event, though, because I normally don't wake up, and it caught me, and I was just staring at it for the longest time, watching it zigzagging all over. It wasn't like...
Well, keep going into it. You haven't found out anything yet.
Why did it zigzag around? And it had red and green lights.
Just represents the part you saw. It was more than that. You just couldn't see it.
I just couldn't see it?
Right. That's all you could see is those parts. But once it brought you back home, it was much better.
So it took you somewheres.
Did it take me somewhere, and then I just woke up?
No, what he said,
I was
he said
watching it leaving?
He said it brought you back.
Chances are we're going to leave now. Sorry for the victim now. Although my days are filled with sorrow, I see here a bright tomorrow. Chances are some might not hold out. Chances are hang on right now. Do, 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 my days are filled with sorrow. I'll stay here till bright tomorrow. Chances are some might not hold out. Chances are hang on right now.
So what happened in the event? Were those people ascended, or they was immortal and their planet was, something was happening, so they were coming here?
They were ascended. That was the Bob Marley version of Chances Are, which also applied.
I guess, when you said that they were bringing you back home, I never really thought about it. They were, like, I had gone somewhere with this object.
Watch the series, the event.
Okay.
In the first episode, you had the plane crash. Is this
I
event?
That was Lost.
Not well. That happened, but it also happened
in the first
episode.
Brian, the plane disappears. There's a plane headed.
Right, and so I'm thinking that what. You know, Lynn, and this whole event thing is all these aircraft that have been disappearing and going to other worlds. Does some of the aircraft being missing have to do with the event?
Well, maybe it's just Jason Ritter.
What was his deal in the show? I don't remember.
He was a star.
The kid. He was a kid investigating everything.
Oh, that's right. And the old man was taking the RNA drops, and it was showing him getting younger, and he was doing the triangulation on that lab.
Yeah.
Oh, and there was the angel. Remember, there was this thing about the angels or something. What was on the cave wall, the paintings or something?
That was the angel diagram.
No, they looked like angels, but they called them sentient. Were they sentient beings or something? What
no, seraphim. Seraphim.
No, what did they call them in the series, the event?
It began with S. Seraphim.
Yes, that maybe, yeah.
But Ian said it was the angel diagram.
And in the event, the president was involved. In the event, the people from the other world had arrived years previous.
The Arrival, Season 1, Episode 22.
And interesting, because President Obama was just here in Boise.
Okay, stop bringing yourself into it, Lynn. Listen to this. The event was totally describing Iandam. The UFO people had different blood. They were ostracized.
Inostraca. Don't forget Inostraca. Season 1, Episode 12.
So you have these people with different blood. And the end of the movie is another planet or sun. I guess a planet shows up in the sky. And the president was James Martinez. President Martinez is when we were doing cash flow.
Waiting on payday. I'm in charge. But I'm in charge now.
So you had the blood. You had the James Martinez. You had the
RNA drops. Triangulation.
Literally, Iandam. And they had the episode with the drops in it, Lynn. The month we first got the drops, November 2010.
Ion, did you stop the series because it was getting too close to us?
We suspended it until y'all caught up to it.
Oh. Right.
Nina's coming back. Don't worry.
They tried to build it with Touch. That's fucked up. Then they tried with Believe. That fucked up. And then Resurrection or whatever that one is. I never even looked at that one. That fucked up. So they haven't come up with the right ending or continuation of the event. You can speak again. Continue talking.
Brian, when you mentioned triangulation was in there?
Nina, Nina was...
Oh, that's what I was going to say, Nina.
Walter Bort. Mm-hmm.
Walter Bort, caught between President Martinez and King Bob.
Walter Bort.
Yeah.
So you said Nina's coming back. Is she coming back in a TV series? Or?
No way. No.
Yes.
No, she's too old.
Yes. No, she is. She's coming back.
I just saw her in an episode of Person of Interest. She was a juror.
You know, Brian, the actress who played her, I knew her boyfriend in the 70s through Don McBrady. So he would
talk
to her.
It's Nina Sharp.
No, but Blair Brown's her name, Blair Brown. So Blair Brown was just getting to New York, and her boyfriend was a document translator in Ottawa, and they were kind of stressed out because he was stuck in Ottawa and she was stuck in New York. I witnessed the dismantling of that relationship. So that's Blair Brown, and then you get James Kidney, two people from that era in Toronto in that show, or in those shows, mm-hmm. in the Brain Show. Don't tell me it's not about me, Brian. I can fucking prove it. Every guy.
I never said it wasn't about you, Rod.
Oh, yeah? I know what you say to your ex-wife. I've heard you mumble to your ex-wife about me.
I don't talk to my ex-wife, so how can I say anything?
Well, no, that's the other one. The other Brian, not this Brian. You're asleep right now.
Oh,
this
Brian says, that's great, Bob, because it is all about you in your world, because I know it's all about me.
My world, I'm like the printing press. I'm in every world.
Queen to queen, level 3.
I'm the post-translational modifier in mortar.
Okay, to recap what we're cycling here, is the pulse has come, it has arrived. The fall of man has begun. The end is near now. Please fasten your seatbelts and remember that the nearest emergency exit may indeed be behind you.
So what was you asking about, Chad, with triangulation?
What's the topic we're doing? What did Ryan just say? He just laid out a scenario? Did you get that, Brian?
Yeah, he did. He recapped it.
Recapped what?
The scenario.
Of the event or of big things or me?
Of you, Bob. He recapped your scenario. It's all about you, remember? So it had to be a recap of you.
You're not awake, Brian. We can't trust what you're saying. Anybody else know what I am recap? Anybody else notice what he recapped?
He recapped the event series, saying there's
okay.
The fall of man.
And relate to the fall of man? Really?
That is, the fall of man has arrived.
He said that?
Yes.
Okay, I relinquish.
Bob, speechless because of that?
Yes. Yes, I'm speechless a lot of times.
All right, Brian, I was just going to say, you said that triangulation was mentioned in the event. Are you talking about the black slab?
Yeah. Well, he was telling that woman exactly when he was going to see the Ritter guy.
He said exactly when he was going to kill himself. Remember, he kills himself.
Well, it appeared that way to the Ritter guy, but that's not what happened.
Hey, people, you got two people here, Chad and Brian, who explored the 4X formula in depth.
Triangulation.
Well, the special form of triangulation.
Working out good for those that bet on March Madness.
Is there madness going on in March here?
Yeah, it's called college basketball.
They're balling.
They're balling their asses off.
Then it's too old to cut the mustard. Just remember to be sure and lick the jar.
Let's go back to the event. Is this one we ascend?
An example of that.
Of what?
The event.
The ascending man.
But even when that show, The Event, was on Ion, you used to always say, well, there's a bit even bigger event coming.
Oh, yes, it's here. It's right now. Fasten your seatbelt and remember that the nearest emergency exit may indeed be behind you. Good night, all.
Good night, all.
Goodbye,
all. Good night, all.